This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like 7 after the hour to me. I'm Doug Steffen with her, Jennifer Horn, and with her, Victoria Keelan, with her, Kara Schillen, on the DJ V Show. Jennifer's job here on this Tuesday morning is to give us some trending items to discuss and decipher. Jen? So far, not so good. All right. Well, I love the technical world. Jennifer has had the last couple of days a bit of a technical nightmare with her setup, and everyone's like, did you, Kara, did you talk to her before?
Here's the fun thing. Jennifer's not having a technical nightmare.
I'm here.
She's just either didn't have her microphone on or took a little long in the shower.
No.
That's her technical nightmare.
How dare you?
All right.
Are you ready
trendy
for some
Wendy
trending stuff?
Yes, please. Yes, thank you.
Save all the technical ourselves. Problems. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so a local story for me. I live in Los Angeles, and President Trump is coming to Southern California. It's his first visit to California as president, and what's going to happen is going to probably be the fodder for cable news
protest
for the next
city.
Week. That's right. Yeah. They're expecting lots of anti-Trump protests along with pro-Trump demonstrations, and they will all be clashing along the border as
Trump
the president.
Don't people have to work today? Is today? Today's Tuesday. It's a work day. Who are these people
today
that are
is Tuesday.
Protesting? Who's going to be out there?
People
Seriously,
that I know,
who
actually.
Has time, if you've got a job, to go protest in the middle of the day? College students, maybe. But who else? Unless you've got... Oh, there's plenty of unemployed in Los Angeles. Hey, Gil Garcetti did such a great job with the homeless problem. It's Eric Garcetti. Excuse me. I always get the two of them mixed up. All right. So anyway, what else is he doing while he's here?
They're clashing at the border. So it should be, hopefully it'll be peaceful. They're promoting the pro-Trump rally that's going on is promoting like a safe space for people who want to go and support the president. And that's going to include some local politicians, candidates that are running for office in the state of California, and people who just want to go out there and show support for the president.
So,
but they put them in one area so that they're not going to clash with the anti-Trumpers.
So they don't give there's no safe space for the protesters, but the safe space for the people who support the president?
The safe space was set up by the people who are doing this pro-Trump demonstration where they're going to separate themselves from where the anti-Trump demonstrators are just to avoid any clashes. So hopefully we won't hear any stories of the two groups coming together like we used to see at the rallies and all of, you know, when Trump was a candidate on the campaign trail. So then President Trump will go to a dinner in Bel Air, and this is a fundraiser that he's doing for the RNC. Ronna McDaniel is the head of the RNC. She's the person that's at the head of the invitation, and it's only $35,000 a ticket.
Only.
So, Doug, I think you and I should go have some really expensive
Absolutely.
Chicken and sauce, don't you think?
Yep, right. Rubber chicken for 35 G's.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, also going
Although
on
I've today, heard that there's a city ordinance in Beverly Hills that does not allow rubber chicken. There are no chicken. As a matter of fact, unless you go down the main street, the main streets on the other side of Santa Monica Boulevard, you won't find any restaurants anywhere in Beverly Hills, there's a very interesting delineation around Wilshire and Santa Monica that sort of isolate the Sunset Boulevard, which is sort of the main drag through the main part of Beverly Hills. And if you're a little bit north of it, it's Bel Air. South of Santa Monica is the city. You know, you see all of in the movies that people go shopping on Rodeo Drive and those other three or four. And actually, it's very small. Beverly Hills, the center of Beverly Hills, is actually quite a small area in terms of shopping. Very expensive, but it doesn't cover a lot of real estate. And then you immediately go, when you go south of Wilshire, you have their residential areas that are sort of the low end. There's the high end that's north of Santa Monica, and then the low end of Beverly Hills that's south of Wilshire. And but I'm thinking there's no rubber chicken anywhere in between. That's why I went into the description. All right, anyway, so Jen, what else?
All right, two more trending stories today. We can't not talk about Austin because Austin residents are on edge.
The bombs.
They're being told to be vigilant about unexpected or suspicious packages at their door. And this is because of a series of package bombs that have killed two people and critically injured another woman. Three package bombs total have exploded in Austin over 10 days. And the evidence, according to the Austin Police Chief, Brian Manley is his name, the evidence says that is making them think that these incidents are related. It's not known if the victims knew each other, if they were targeted, but investigators say they have not discovered a motive. These events have happened in like a 6-mile radius, though. They are happening close together, and maybe it's a coincidence, maybe not. The first blast that happened on March 2nd killed an African-American. The second killed another 17-year-old African-American male, and then the third injured critically. Well, this woman's in not great shape. Critically injured a Hispanic woman. So they're not sure if race is a factor. The residents said that they found packages outside of their homes, but none of them were delivered by the Postal Service or UPS or even Federal Express.
All right, forgot for that.
Finally, a little lighter news. Well, maybe not. If you're a millennial, this might be the worst news story of the day. So strap in, Kara. And Victoria, did we decide, are you a millennial?
I guess technically I am.
You're on the brink. On the upper echelon. Mm. 6 in 10 millennials claim to be going through a quarter-life crisis, according to a new study. Apparently, it's not just a midlife crisis anymore, you know, a person feeling stuck in a rut when they reach middle age. But now it seems that more people are evaluating their existence far earlier in life. This new study says that this thing is real, a quarter-life crisis. The study was carried out by First Direct Bank and a psychologist, Dr. Oliver Robinson, and they were looking at how people can use crisis as a spark for change. But in this process, they discovered a huge number of 25 to 35-year-olds that are struggling to cope amid financial, career, and personal pressures. This was a study of 2,000 Brits, and they say this is a real deal. More than half of millennials have quarter-life crises.
They are the veterans or victims of helicopter parenting.
Maybe so.
And they haven't been able to get out on their own and take a short swim or a short walk off a long pier or whatever it is that you get immersed into real life. Too many people with too many connections. I love the idea of parenting. I was very careful with my children, but at the time when it was necessary for them to go off and be on their own, they were often on their own. Jennifer, you stayed very close to your parents. My children have stayed very close to me.
I'm a helicopter daughter.
Yes, you are a helicopter daughter. Yeah. Other thing that's floating around here of note is the weather situation in the Northeast, the bomb cyclone.
Again.
This is the third storm in less than 2 weeks that is currently blanketing the Northeast, pretty much north of where you are. You don't have much snow on the ground, though, Victoria, do you, in New York?
It's snowing right now. It's getting pretty hard. Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about where you, Kara? Did you get any snow last night or this morning?
If there was, it wasn't on the ground when I left. We had some ice on the cars, but that was it. So I'm okay with that.
I think going from, like, the Jersey Shore up. I don't really think that Kara would probably be in danger of this.
Well, it came across Pennsylvania and then hits the water. And when it hits the water, it creates these huge, the wind and the blowing. It's really the howling winds are what's most difficult because there's so much flooding that's attached to this. And what happened is there was in the last 24 hours a severe drop in the atmospheric pressure, and that's where the wind is created, and that's why the snow blows around as it does. So 50 million people are probably going to be affected by this. It blew through yesterday the Tennessee Valley into New York and New England this morning. It's liable to be around late last night it started. It's supposed to blow out by this afternoon, unless you're up in Maine, and it'll stay there until probably tomorrow morning. The heaviest snowfall this time, last time it was rain on the coast. This time it looks like it's going to be with wind and the other stuff. I mean, imagine hurricane-force winds. That's what we had last week, and it took until last night in my hometown of Framingham to get all the power back. That's how bad they had crews.
You might lose it again.
Went away. It could be that it loses. Yeah, it's It is a difficult. I'm flying back tonight. I was going to fly back this afternoon. And I said, well, not much point in you standing at the airport because that flight's never going to get out of here. But probably you'll be able to get on the red eye and get back okay. So let's keep.
I don't know. Currently, Logan's closed. So, yeah. And they've banned tractor trailers throughout most of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, which is mm-hmm. smart because the last big storm we had, there were 20 or more accidents that were just on the highway where, you know, big trucks ran into other cars and things. It was a mess.
Right.
So I think people have gotten a little bit smarter about preparing for this stuff now. Schools are already canceled. Everything.
Yeah, the schools were canceled. But there is a now wavering of the track of the storm. And when these, you know, sometimes it's really amazing to look at this stuff. I think Buffalo is probably the best example of it. You can go through Buffalo and Interstate 90. North of Interstate 90, they can get wiped out. And south of Interstate 90, sometimes there's no big, it just the track of the storm just keeps it. It's funny how it follows the highways. In Massachusetts, north of the Mass Pike gets it worse than south of the Mass Pike, and east of 495 gets it worse than west of it, at least in this circumstance, it looks like this snowstorm. But if the wind changes and blows it off by 30, 40 miles, it'll change that whole business about whether it affects the airport or not. So you may or may not hear from me tomorrow morning, girls,
one way
or the other. We'll see.
You have to be careful.
I show up or get there, yes. Being careful. Speaking of being careful, let's help people in a careful way get a sense of opportunity. The opportunities that abound today. Business is good. The economy is good. Businesses are expanding. They're looking for good people, for new people. So if you're in the business of being qualified and you think it's time for you to move on, I'm not going to tell you if you're sick of your boss and sick of the job, time to go to a new one. But, you know, you get the sense of when it's time to move on. And so if that's your mindset at the moment, may I invite you to post your resume to any of the web's leading job boards and then wait for 24 hours. If there are people who are looking for folks that are qualified like you with your qualifications, with your experience, and they are on ZipRecruiter, they'll find you by this time tomorrow. Yep. ZipRecruiter will put its smart matching technology to work. And if you post your resume today and there's somebody who's tied up with ZipRecruiter looking for your type, your job, whatever your experience are, you'll be talking to them tomorrow. How about that for a really great experience? Right candidates, it'll find you. So, if you're interested in working this, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You use ZipRecruiter free if you use that handle. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So if you're looking to grow your business, and so many of all sizes and shapes are trying that, use, as they do, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I'm Jay Farm from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millbrook Brown National.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the DJ V Show. Victoria and Karen and I looking over the ratings for American Idol, at least the first night against O.J. Simpson. Those were the two big programs on Sunday night. Idol drew about, somewhere between 10 and 11 million viewers, and the O.J. thing, 4.5 million viewers. But the talk, well, you tell me, ladies, is there a lot of talk among your friends about American Idol or about the Fox version of O.J. Simpson story?
I personally, in my gang, I don't know anybody who's interested in American Idol. Maybe my parents, because they used to love it, so they mm-hmm. might give it another chance. They are so hooked on The Voice now, I don't know that they'll even change over. But the O.J. Simpson thing is interesting. I didn't watch it when it aired on Sunday night. We watched it last night because it started trending, and it's still trending in certain places now. Yeah. The word of mouth on it has, I think that's really kind of fueling it. So if they do like one of those, you know, a week later, when they look back at the ratings, there may be a bigger spike for O.J.
Right. But in comparison, if you go back to when, in 2007, American Idol started, when Ryan was just a kid, 37.4 million people watched the season premiere. That was unheard of. And you wouldn't get 37 million people today, no matter what, because everybody's habits are different 10 years later.
Oh,
so to look at 10, I actually think that they did quite well, because that means if 10 million people watched it as it premiered, there's another 10 million that'll watch it at some point in time down the road. And that's the way it works, especially
they might get a spike when they go live, because right now it's all pre-taped. So I think people tuned in for curiosity. It'll probably die off. And then when they go live, people will then kind of jump on the bandwagon.
Get down to the nitty-gritty.
Right. Yep, The Voice has the same thing that happens, too. Yeah. As soon as they go live, they tend to go up in ratings.
Go up in the ratings. Ricky Martin is in the musical news at 25 after the hour. I'm a fan. I've always liked Ricky Martin. 20 years ago, he was mapping out how to become a superstar, especially after the success of Maria. Crank that up for a second so we remember it, will you please, Kara?
Okay, this is Maria.
I just like him.
He's so much fun.
Yeah, he is a lot of fun. He's in the middle of tours at the same time recording his album. Is it called Vuelve? Is that how you pronounce it? This
probably.
Does that mean?
That sounds as good as, yeah. I don't speak Spanish, but it sounds good.
You criticize the way I pronounce things, but.
Hey, not
I'll
when
take
it comes
it.
To languages I don't know.
Okay. So I can get away with it.
Yep.
All right, so then there was this call that changed everything. The Fédération Internationale de Football, FIFA, wanted him to create the 1998 World Cup theme song, which turned Cup of Life. It's another great song, which is.
That's what's isn't? Playing right now, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Cup of Life. It's a great song.
For the soccer tournament that FIFA runs. Quote, I have to admit, the challenge made me a bit nervous, but the massive growth potential for my career was such that I decided to accept the challenge. He goes on to say it was a unique opportunity to introduce the charms of Latin music to the rest of the world. Song became an instant hit all around the world, hitting the charts in 60 different countries.
That's like unheard of.
It really is. A lot of live shows, MTV Awards in Asia, that sort of thing. After his performance at the World Cup in France, he got the attention of mainstream media, but the most memorable moment was his Grammy performance in 99 and his win for the best Latin pop performance.
I remember that Grammy's performance,
yeah.
And mostly because I was watching it with a girlfriend at the time, and after it was over, Madonna was the next presenter, and she just spent the first 30 seconds talking about how cute and sexy Ricky Martin was, because
right.
No one really had seen him, it was really the first introduction I had had to him, so it was funny, and then my friend said to me, she goes, oh God, there's Madonna's next victim.
I was going to say, and who would know better about sexy young boys than Madonna?
Oh, yeah.
28 past the hour, music time here on the DJV show.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, while Europe is slowing down its commitment to diesel, the numbers show that the U.S. is expected to increase diesel vehicles, like pickup trucks and SUV diesel vehicles, are projected to be up by 168%, mostly because of pollution. A handful of European cities are looking at banning older diesel vehicles. Jaguar Land Rover started with 2 diesel models and are now up to 7 vehicles in their showrooms. As a result, from the expansion of their diesel, sales are up by 53% over 2016. For more, go to our AutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit Reputation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here we go, more on Tuesday, the 13th of March, as we proceed on the DJV show. Victoria Keenan is here, Kara Schulman. I'm Doug Steffen. Today is National Canine Veterans Day, and this goes back to World War I, when our country took notice of the European use of canines as sentries, message carriers, and some other functions as well. Dogs for Defense, a program initiated by a private citizen named Arlene Erlinger, along with the American Kennel Club and a handful of breeders. The group was training dogs for military use. So then you fast forward to November 1942. The first dogs for defense were prepared for duty, and they went to North Africa. And as the war progressed, Dogs for Defense was unable to keep up with the demand for the dogs that were needed, service installations, that sort of thing. They took over then, the service installation division took over training of the dogs. And then over the years, the military, the police, the rescue folks have developed a variety of training methods for canine units. You even see them in their own cars. The state police, highway patrol in most community, in most states, and some communities have cars especially for the canine units. The training is specifically tailored to meet the demands of the job, and each animal and handler carries out his or her duties to the fullest extent they can, depending on what they're trained for. So that's why National Canine Veterans Day is celebrated on the official birthday of the U.S. Army Canine Corps. That goes back, as I said, to 1942. So, all those of you who may have adopted a canine, you know what happens, I think a lot of these, they get connected to the men and women that they serve with, and then after those folks get out of the service, they keep the dog. I think there's something that
well, a few years ago, yes, isn't it? Yeah. But that was not allowed legally until a few
years ago.
No, I think it's just
changed. Yeah,
they
right.
changed the law that the handlers were able to adopt their service animals,
mm-hmm.
and so many of these
as
dogs.
Well, it should be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. These dogs are just in so many cases, and there was I forget the name of that movie. It was. Did you see that movie, Max? It was called
yes.
Max. The
fabulous.
Great
movie. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. These animals really have saved so many human lives,
yeah.
and they put themselves right out on the front line. In most cases, in so many cases, they are the front line.
Yeah.
So I love that there's a day recognizing all of them, the handlers, and all of the organizations. There are so many organizations that work to rescue these dogs when they're finished with their service, too.
Great line
so it's wonderful.
Of defense. Yeah. And it brings back around, I'm now in the process of trying to figure out, I've decided I want another dog. It's been almost 3 years since Charlotte's gone, and I just feel like I want a dog. A great companion and fun. I want to have a dog. And so I'm trying to figure out whether I want to have another bulldog like Charlotte, or will I always look at that dog and think it's Charlotte? Do I want to have, I was thinking about a St. Bernard because I had a fabulous St. Bernard when I was younger.
They're the cutest.
Willy.
They drool
Rumpel.
A lot, but they're so cute.
Yeah, but they're great. But they don't live that long.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about a Portuguese water dog because we had one when the kids were smaller. It was just
Portuguese
another.
Water. Is that what Bo and Sonny Obama are? Aren't they Portuguese water dogs?
Were they? I think they, I do remember. The Obamas guy. Yeah, I think they are.
Right?
They're,
I think so.
Kind of like
they had allergies, and the two girls had allergies,
great,
and those dogs are like hypoallergenic.
They're great dogs for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of the same sort of skin as a poodle. Poodles you're having, if you have problems with allergies, poodles are good for
mm-hmm.
that.
I've heard that too, yeah.
They're very smart dogs, and they're, but you know what? Then I was around Deuce, who is Brendan's rescued pit bull, and Frankie, who was the dog.
What kind of dog is Frankie?
Frankie is a combo Mastiff, Bulldog, and Pitbull.
Oh, wow.
He's a brindle. He's just a big slug. And
yeah.
He's a fabulous dog.
Aww.
So I look at him, and I look at the dog that Brendan rescued from the Pitbull, whatever the camp is here in Los Angeles. And I think to myself, and he and I were thinking, okay, we'll go over and look and see what's there. The dog that Meredith and I got, which was 3 years ago this May, Miss Millie, came out of the Kill Center in Brooklyn. I was thinking maybe I'll go back down there because they had a number of bulldogs that were there. But the thing about, and maybe I'm turned off a little, maybe it's not fair, probably it's been fixed, but these canine rescue services, oftentimes the dogs get pneumonia or this canine cough. Kennel cough, and it turns into pneumonia. It can be kind of a distraction, and it's hard to get it out of there. That's what happened. Millie, when she came home, had that, and it took a week or so to get it out of her. But she became a perfect dog, a great companion for Meredith, and I think that
vaccinating those dogs. And you know,
no, well, that's why you pay for it when you get them.
Right,
you get that all
right.
done.
But that shouldn't, that's
neutered.
Not that big of a deal. That shouldn't deter anyone from
no.
going to a kill center and saving a life.
Yeah, right. So that's what I got to figure out in the next few weeks, what it is that makes good sense to bring home. Michael Caine is in the news today. It seems Woody Allen is going to try to revive the old Hannah and Her Sisters movie. Woody Allen. That was, what, 20, 30 years ago? How old is that movie? It's a long
time. I don't know. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it. No.
You know that it was that Woody Allen produced it. Michael Caine starred in it with Mia Farrow. And so apparently there's been some feelers floated by Woody Allen's people. Would you be interested in coming back? And Michael Caine said emphatically, no.
People don't want to touch Woody Allen right now.
Denounced him as
yeah.
He said, quote, Caine said, I'm stunned when asked whether this movie would or connections to Woody Allen. He was talking about the molestation allegation and he wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. I'm a patron of the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, strong views about pedophilia. I can't come to terms with it because I loved Woody Allen when I worked with him, had a wonderful time. I even introduced him to Mia Farrow, who was his partner. This one runs deeply. He says, I don't regret working with him. I did it in complete innocence, but I wouldn't work with him now. Wouldn't go near him. So, but it's interesting, Woody Allen is now, it would appear, as Chuck Curry, our movie man, tells us frequently, everybody's reaching for the old stuff, see if they can bring it back. And so this is the latest to bringing back that movie. And without Michael Caine, it would be nothing. You couldn't do it.
But having never seen it, is it a movie that needs to be redone?
Well, I'm not a Woody Allen fan. I've never seen any of his movies because I've always thought he was a creep. My instincts told me he was just a creep.
Mm.
And there was nothing about he played on this eccentric kind of neurotic character that he probably is in real life. I just don't like that. There's nothing entertaining or fun or valuable in my mind to that play. It just doesn't do anything for me. So I just stay away from it. But my instincts were always right about Woody Allen. I actually am pretty good, if I do say so myself, instinctively at people. I think that you can tell what folks are like by watching their body language, listening to them. He's a whiny, neurotic pain in the ass, frankly.
That's being nice, because if the allegations about him being a child molester are true, then there's a whole lot of other stuff you could say about him, too.
Right. Well, a lot of people have distanced themselves. Colin Firth has been approached. Myra Sorvino, who was in one of his movies, I guess, said, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Guy. So, anyway. The Powerball winner that went to court to protect his or her name. When I do people in the news, they can't come up with a name. So this is the no-name person of the day. This is a person that won $560 million and didn't identify as Jane Doe, didn't want people to know who she was.
It's not a bad idea.
It's very smart.
Yeah.
So the winner sued the New Hampshire Lottery and because they said they wouldn't give her the money if she didn't identify herself. So I'm not going to identify myself. I got the ticket. Here's the ticket. I want my money. And so they've created a trust to protect her anonymity. The lawsuit charges the lottery with violating a number of rules. The rule that she has to identify herself in order to collect the money. Judge said, nah, you don't have to do that. She gets a lump sum check of $358 million.
Oh, wow.
How about them apples?
Can you imagine that? That sounds just like such a crazy number. It is a crazy number. But even if you take the taxes out, which I guess the state of New Hampshire must take the taxes out right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you owe federal later on. But
no, they take, first of all, if you get a lump sum, it's less than the normal amount because the 560 is spread out over 20 years. So you get it and it gets spread over 5 years, over 20 years. But then, they take out whatever the taxes is, which is probably with the new rate. It used to be 30%, but I think it's 22 now in terms of the federal amount. But New Hampshire does not have a personal income tax. So it's a good place to buy a lottery ticket.
Wow. Yeah,
let me just live free or die. There are sales taxes in New Hampshire and other taxes, but there's no income tax. That's why a lot of people like to live there.
Huh.
Work in Boston. A lot of people live in Nashua, that area, and they drive down. It's only 35, 40 minutes to Boston from there. She
right.
said,
hop over the border. That makes sense.
Yeah, in the lawsuit, she said disclosing her identity would constitute a significant invasion of her privacy, and their previous winners have been victims of violence, threats, harassment, scams, constant unwanted solicitation, which I think is true.
True.
So anyway.
Not including, that doesn't even include the family members who come out of the woodwork.
Right. Give me some of that money!
Yeah.
I want some of that money! Yes, nah. Speaking of money, there is a new survey out this week, Victoria, that shows or focuses on Americans' wealth and how, you know, we hear a lot from people who say, oh, things aren't as good as they ought to be or they could be. Well, this study sort of flies in the face of that. Last week, the Forbes publication of all the billionaires in America and around the world and people with their envy, well, you know, even though there are a lot of people, and I certainly can see it every day, yesterday, for some reason or other, I encountered four or five homeless people as I was walking on the promenade, and it's unsettling to see these people. And so what do you do about it? I don't know. They don't represent what is, in this overview, another sort of Bloomberg story that I saw in the Wall Street Journal, the fact that people are, the rising tide and the boats thing? What's that analogy? What's the expression?
I don't know it, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we have a national net worth of $100 trillion. $100 trillion in America. Now, there are also a lot of people who owe a lot of money on credit cards. There's a lot of real estate liability, a lot of mortgages, a lot of people have taken out second mortgages, that sort of stuff. The amount of money that we're worth is $100 trillion. We have, however, lots of debt, and that is, you know, value versus debt is something that's hard. The ratio is hard to come by because you don't really know how to attribute. Sometimes credit card debt is attached to children. Now, parents, again, I don't know who does this, but some parents get their children credit cards. Would you do that for a child? Did you have a credit card when you
actually,
were
actually, well, this is funny you bring this up. I am actually, I say this to my parents often, and I remind them, that they did me a horrible disservice by not giving me a credit card when I was in college. So as soon as you go to the college campus, day one, everybody knows it's all the credit card tables, all the companies. Oh, here, take this credit card and take that one. And then you end up getting all these credit cards and maxing them immediately. And right. So, and all of my friends did this. Everybody does it. You only get, $500 or maybe $1,000 if you're lucky because you don't have an established credit. And now, but for my brother, who was a year and a half younger, he got a credit card. My parents gave him one in his name attached to their account. His credit score to this day is, it emulates my parents' credit score, which is really good. Right. And so I actually would absolutely insist that my kid goes in from senior in high school through college, has a credit card with a limit on it. You know, these are the purchases you're limited to or the credit card gets cut. But still, in order to establish credit from an early age, I would insist on that.
Really? All right. Well, that's interesting.
My friends whose parents did that for them, my friends whose parents did that for them and gave them a limit, like you can only spend $100 a month or whatever it is, they all own houses now. They had no problem getting mortgages. It's just a huge difference. And credit scores and credit amounts and stuff has been a big problem for a lot of my generation, of my generation.
There's something to be said for that. Well, we have a difference of opinion. Isn't that cool?
But what would be your reasoning for not attaching, like giving a credit card to your kids attached to your account?
I think that there is too much the responsibility my children had. I took care of much of the costs of their education. Incidentals were up to them. They had to get a job, provide for yourself. Independence is very important. Brendan worked on a diner. Megan worked in the library at school. I just think that teaches people responsibility, frankly, and how to handle money. 10 before the hour.
What? What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
To hear the theme from E.T., one of the great movies, one of the great experiences, even though it goes back, I think, Chucker, 1984, isn't it, or 1987?
82,
yeah, right. What a great experience. Whenever you see it, it brings back wonderful, the smiles that I get watching some of the scenes in that movie. So why are we playing the theme to E.T.?
Some Spielberg news, his newest film, which is a big genre movie titled Ready Player One, which hits theaters, I believe, at the end of April, was screened at a Austin Film Festival the other night to a very positive reaction. The film, which is going to be released by Warner Brothers, was not tracking that great, but this should give it a big boost. People seem to really, really like the movie.
So Spielberg's working with Warner Brothers now? That's unusual, isn't it? Hasn't he always been associated with he had the DreamWorks
Universal.
With his own creation. They went to Universal.
I think what he had his production company, Amblin. I think he moved it out of Universal.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
All right. So that's interesting news. I saw some promotion. I was in the theater yesterday for the Solo movie that comes out. I think it's May, isn't it?
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of promotion for The Rock's movie with some big baboon. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Rampage.
Yeah, what's that?
You go to the movies, you see two trailers back to back, two Dwayne and Rock Johnson movies, Rampage and then Skyscraper.
Right.
You see both trailers in the theater.
It just just keeps going. The guy, like a machine, in a manner of speaking. All right, in a moment, I'll review with Chucker my experience seeing Wrinkle in Time and what I thought about it. It's a great message, frankly. That's a sort of clue to how I'm going to review it in just a matter of moments after this.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
56 past the hour here in the DJV show. Chuck Curry, our movie man, has brought Wrinkle in Time into his theater, which he directs in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. You say you haven't seen this yet. I went to see it yesterday. I know that it hasn't gotten a lot of great reviews. I saw a writer who said there's a secret to a successful screen adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time, and if there is, it's still a secret, suggesting that this novel was not adapted well by Disney. I don't agree. I think that there are a lot of snobs who don't get, or a lot of people who were turned off by spiritual messages, and I don't mean religious. There's a lot of religious Christian movie work around these days. This is not that. This is a strong spiritual message about what goes on in the universe, and I thought that it was well done. I admit to nodding off a couple times during certain parts of the movie, but the good versus evil, the it. And I don't want to give it away, spoiler alert, because I think people ought to go see this. And you said it's not doing, I don't know, what it came in second, I think, this past weekend, didn't it? In
terms of box office. $33 million opening, which is, initially Disney wanted a much higher opening. I think you're right. I think the reviews really hurt this movie a lot, and you're saying they're unfair.
Well, I think that it shows the snobbishness of people who have certain ideas and they want everybody to believe what they say is true. And I don't happen to be in that league. I happen to think that spiritually there is a connection with all of us, no matter where we are in the universe. And this movie extols the value.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.